Heavenly Father, we do pray that your Spirit will be working in our hearts and our minds tonight as we continue to hear your word, that you'll give each one of us trust in Jesus. Amen. So as you've been hearing, the kids have been going on a galactic quest at Hawke this week, but I want us to just kind of land back down on earth for a little while, and I want to start by asking you all a question, and it's this. Have you ever met someone who seemed like a regular person, but then after a while you get a sneaking suspicion that they were more than what they seemed? A sneaking suspicion that they were more than what they seemed. That happened to me one time. I'll tell you a story. When I discovered that I was playing touch football with someone who actually was a football legend. I was playing touch football with some friends in a caravan park where I was on holidays. And there was nothing special about this game. It was just a bunch of regular guys playing touch footy together. Except there was one guy on the other team. And he just seemed like he was a little bit too good. He was faster than everyone else. He could catch and pass better than everyone else. He could find his way past people when there was just no way past. This guy was amazing. And as the game went on, I started thinking, who is this guy? I had this sneaking suspicion. This guy is someone special. Who is he? And you know what? I was right. It turns out he was actually a professional football player who played for the Dragons in the NRL. There's a picture of him right there. That's him. You'd think he would have noticed, huh? He even ended up playing for New South Wales in the State of Origin, the game that's going to be on this Wednesday night, and for Australia. He seemed like a regular guy at first, but it turned out that there was way more to him than it seemed. And now I tell you that story because that's just a tiny little bit like what happened for the people who got to know Jesus. He seemed like a regular guy at first, but the more they got to know him and the more they saw, the more they got a sneaking suspicion that he was much more than he seemed. And that second Bible reading that Elise read for us is just one example of some of those people getting that sneaking suspicion about Jesus. You see, Jesus' friends had been hanging around with him for a while, and they had seen him do some amazing things, but he also just seemed like a regular guy. I wonder if any of the kids can tell me, what was Jesus doing in the back of the boat when the storm came in that Bible reading? He was lying down. That's right, he was, Adelaide. What else was he doing? He was lying down and sleeping. That's right, he was lying down, sleeping. In some ways, Jesus was just a regular guy like you and me. He got hungry and he ate and he slept. He didn't look different to anyone else. But this day in the boat, Jesus' friends started to realise that he was much more than he seemed. This was a scary day on the sea. The waves were crashing into the boat, and you know, that's not good. The water is meant to be outside the boat, not in it, right? And the boat was starting to sink. And again, that's not good. This is not a submarine. It's a boat. It's meant to be on top of the water, not underneath it. This was a real problem. And Jesus' friends, they started to panic. Now, kids, I wonder if anyone else can tell me what most of Jesus' friends did for a job. Yeah, Elise? They were fishermen, that's right. They were used to being in boats on the sea. They weren't scared of the ocean. But on this day, the storm just got so bad that even the fishermen were scared. They thought they were going to drown. And you know, when the professional fishermen, when they start getting worried, that's when you know there's a problem. This was a real problem. Now remember, Jesus is still asleep in the back of the boat, so they woke him up and they said, "We're drowning, don't you care? Help us." Now I don't know what they thought Jesus was going to do. Maybe they thought he was going to get a bucket and help scoop the water out of the boat with them, but that's not what he did, is it? What he did, nobody could have expected. He stood up and he said to the waves, "Be calm." And he said to the wind, "Be quiet." And they did. Everything went completely calm. The wind stopped, and the waves died down. I mean, imagine if you're in the boat and this big wave is about to come and you think this is going to be the wave that's going to sink the boat, and then all of a sudden it just disappears back into the ocean and everything was calm. And this is when Jesus' friends really started to have that sneaking suspicion that Jesus was much more than he seemed. Normal people can't do that. I'll challenge you, give it a try. Next time you're at the beach and the waves are big and rough, go to the, not too close to the water, but go near the edge of the water and try speaking to the waves and the wind and say, be quiet, calm down. What do you think's going to happen? Nothing. That's what I reckon's going to happen. I think you'll discover that normal people can't do that. And Jesus' friends, you know, they knew that too. That's why they asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. And that, you know, that wasn't the last time they asked that question either. Jesus kept on doing things that were so amazing that the people around him just couldn't help asking, who is this man? He healed the sick. He made the blind see. He made the crippled people walk. He taught with an authority that people had never heard before. He drove out evil spirits. He even raised the dead. And when he did these things, the people around him kept asking, who is this man? He seems to have a power and authority like no one else. No one else can do the kind of things that he is doing. And so their sneaking suspicion about Jesus just kept getting stronger. But you know, even all those amazing things that Jesus did, they were really just the preview. You know, when you go to the movies and they show the preview before the main movie, all those movies that you haven't seen, that haven't come out yet, you see the preview for it. I love that. I know that you can watch them on YouTube now, but I love going to the movies and seeing them there because, you know, it's better when you see them at the movies. And I get so excited when I'm watching the previews. I sometimes forget that there's a whole nother movie still to come. The best bit is still to come. Well, all those amazing things that Jesus did were just the previews. The main event was when Jesus died and rose to life again. That's when people finally realized the truth about Jesus. The truth about Jesus was so amazing that they didn't really get it until he died and rose to life again. And what they realized was what the kids learned in the memory verse at Hawk this week. That Jesus has all this power and all this authority because, and you can see it in the Bible reading there, because he is the very image of God. That Jesus is the one who created everything, and because he created everything, he rules over everything. And that day on the boat, Jesus' friends discovered what a good thing that is, that Jesus has this power and authority, because it means you don't have to worry about other kinds of powers. Because there are lots of things that have power. Not just a stormy sea. Some things we can see like a storm, but some things we can't see. But they can still frighten us. And they can still make us think that we have to obey them because we think they are the most powerful thing there is and we have to obey them. Maybe things like the opinions of people around us. You know, peer pressure is not just for kids. Everyone feels the pressure of people around them saying you have to do this and you have to say this and you have to be like this or you can't really be one of us. That can feel like a very strong power. Or like money. We think that money gives us power, but money can actually have power over us. There are even spiritual powers that try to rule over us. They whisper in our ear and they say, you're not good enough for God. Look at all the bad things that you do. And so we try to do things that we think will make us good enough for God, but it doesn't work. Lots of things can have power over us. But you know, when Jesus died and rose from the dead, he showed that he has power over everything. And so we don't need to worry about any of those things. We just need to listen to Jesus and to trust him. Jesus has power and authority over everything. And not only does he have power and authority, he also cares for us. You know, when I met that footy star after I'd worked out who he was, I have to admit I was a little bit starstruck. And when he went on to play State of Origin, every time I saw him, I was like, I met that guy. I played footy with that guy. It's pretty amazing when you meet someone special. But it's even better when that someone special actually cares for you. And that's the other thing that the kids have been learning in Hawke this week. All this week in Hawke, we've been hearing stories about people who met Jesus. Little kids who everyone thought were not very important. Bad people, people who'd done bad things. People who'd done good things and who thought their good things made them good enough for God. All of those people, it didn't matter who they were, Jesus cared for them. And he said to them, come and follow me. And he says the same thing to us. Even though Jesus is amazingly big and powerful, he cares for you. And he says to each and every one of us, come and follow me. It doesn't matter who you are, young people, old people, good people, bad people, happy people, sad people, lonely people. Jesus wants all of us to follow him. And he said that everyone who follows him can be friends with God, can be forgiven by God, and can live forever with God. That's what Jesus offers to everyone. And that is such good news, isn't it? And there is no one who doesn't need that. You know, sometimes I find myself thinking that I've got the best job in the world. Because it's my job to tell people this good news about Jesus. And one of my very favourite things is to see people discover how good Jesus is and how good it is to follow him. Sometimes I get to see people discover this for the very first time. And sometimes I see people remembering for the second or third or fourth or hundredth or thousandth time just how amazing Jesus is. And it's always exciting because there really is nothing better than Jesus. And there is no one better than Jesus. He's the one who made the universe and he cares for you. And he wants you to follow him and to live with him forever. So my final question for you is, do you know that good news? And if you do, do you know just how good it is? I'm going to pray that we will. Heavenly Father, it really is amazing news that Jesus, who made the universe, came down, lived, died, and rose again for us, that he cares for us and that he loves us so much that he would do that. And so we pray this afternoon, Father, that each and every one of us will understand how much Jesus loves and cares for us and will want to trust and follow him. Amen.